a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Committee hearings of the Senate Taxation Committee, and sorry for being a little bit late, but we are running a little more informal this morning than usual. So if we could have the Secretary call the roll, please.
Adelstein?
Present.
Howie?
Here.
Gerstad? Maher?
Here.
Burchett?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Frisley?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
There's a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Senator Adelstein, seconded by Senator Howey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. We have no bills scheduled on our calendar for this morning, on our agenda for this morning, so our meeting will be somewhat brief. In fact, it'll probably be fairly brief, judging from the size of the audience this morning, which is a little smaller than we're used to. I would like to introduce the Pages that are with us this morning, Bradley Chehock from Bonham County and Daniel Velik, also from Bonham County. Welcome. Good to have you back. The one item that was shown on our notice posted for this morning was an opportunity, if you have any summer study topics that you would like to bring forward. And I would say that if they are to come as a summer study recommended by the Taxation Committee, it would require a majority vote of those of us here to accept that. But there is an alternative if you have a subject that you would like to be brought forward to the review of the Executive Board. You also can do that as an individual or as a group of individuals. So at this point, is there any suggestions, Senator Merchant? I'll recognize you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excuse me. Sorry to butt in there. I do have it's a fairly broad concept that I'd like to express, and I'm filling out the form here, getting that started, and I really would like the committee to consider this. And the title that I've jotted down here is A Comprehensive Study of State Revenue and Taxation Systems. It's a lot to grab hold of. And some of the requested study, the listed problems to address the outcomes sought, in that box I've written down thus far, review descriptions, revenue sources, where applied and deposited, history of revenue reports, history of revenues and reports on them, projections of revenues, who and categories of payers described, study of equity and fairness within those, potential concepts of meeting budgetary projections, and inclusive of both continuing and one-time revenues in this study, such as trust fund revenues, video lottery, fees, and investments. And the persons, agencies that need to be involved that I can think of so far would be Bureau of Finance and Management, Department of Revenue, counties, townships, investment council, tribal government. I'm sure there's more. Just wanted to get this broad concept started. I think it's been a while since we've done a comprehensive review of our taxation systems, revenue systems. So that's my thoughts thus far.
Thank you, Senator. If I may, Fred, how long has it been since we had a sunset review of the Department of Revenue? Any idea?
The sunset was, I think, 2 years ago.
3 years? So it's not too far distant.
That's a little bit different perspective than what she's suggesting.
It would be different, but there would be probably would have been some similarities on this being a little bit broader, but... anyone want to react to the comments of Senator Merchant? Before I ask the committee to vote on that, Senator Adelstein, do you have something that you wanted to present?
Mine is in a way related to what Senator Merchant, but mine was a little narrower. I thought that... We would need a summer. I think we'd take a summer study to look at our taxation system and decide whether it's appropriate to the needs of the state. That's the reason I handed out this this piece that had to do with Greece. It was a strange letter when I read it, because it suggests that it isn't necessarily the country Greece's spending process, nor necessarily their government or production. It's a matter that they have a structurally low level of taxation in total. And I've suspected for some time that that's true in South Dakota, that when we find ourselves ranked 49th and 50th, one in terms of state taxation as a function, a total state tax function, total taxation as a function of income in the state, we're 49th or 50th. And as a measure of taxation on individuals based on income, we're 49th or 50th. So I just suspect that we have a structural error, and so I would like to add my voice to Senator Merchant's, at least a review of taxation in terms of the needs of today's state. I guess that's how I'd put it.
Okay. Senator Hawley?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate Senator Adelstein bringing this information this morning. As I look at it, I have a little bit different perspective on it. I understand that the author of this, who's the head of the Western European Economic Research Organization, suggests that the problem is not enough taxation. But if you look into this, and from my view, it says that Greek public spending is at 52% of GDP, and that their taxation is approaching 40%. So there is a difference there. I believe that the South Dakotans that I talk to would suggest that maybe 40% is enough, and that maybe 52% of GDP in terms of spending, maybe that really is where the problem is, and that we need to trim spending rather than increase tax revenues. With that, Mr. Chairman, if I can, just add a thought to Senator Merchant and Senator Adelstein's comments. If we're going to do a summer study to examine taxation issues, I believe that we need to do something that's a little more out of the box than just examining the fairness and the different kinds of taxation. And we instead need to ask this question: how can we promote the generation of revenues that are not related to taxes in a way that could actually be a tax reduction? Another way to say that is, we talk very little about economic development, and when we miss economic development dollars, every dollar that we do not generate in economic development costs us sales tax collection alone on that dollar 5 to 7 times. So I believe that when we overlook opportunities for economic development in this state, we, by virtue of not seizing those opportunities, we actually set the stage for tax increase, when in fact, if we would seize those opportunities, which are laying right before us, we would be in a position where we could say, and I this morning I could share with you suggestions that could perhaps generate tens of millions of dollars in additional revenue. Now, why wouldn't it be good for us to look at those opportunities and say, okay, when we generate $10 million from this particular program, we're going to apply $5 million, $8 million, maybe all $10 million towards specifically reducing a targeted tax? And I think if we do a summer study on taxation, it would be incomplete, in my view, to not study ways that we could actually reduce taxes by seizing opportunities that are available to us. So thanks for my...
Thank you, Senator. Senator Merchant?
I think that's great that you brought that up, because on the final line item here, related issues that may be impacted, I put economic development. And may point out that last week in Commerce Committee, we have, as a committee, decided to do a comprehensive study on our economic development system, incentive programs, how we tax, because it is wrapped up into one. It absolutely is. You want to make sure that you allow for entrepreneurship, as well as not overtaxing people that really aren't making a lot of money. So, yeah, it goes back to, I mean, a full-blown study on what taxes we have, who is paying them, and does it actually hinder them from growing, you know, business, their own businesses? Or are we overtaxing, undertaxing in certain areas? I think we have a lot to learn by this, and it does really then wrap itself around full economic development and self-sustainable growth of our state. Two or one.
Okay. Senator Howey.
Just one brief thought to add to that, and I won't name the program at this moment, but I'll tell you, in this state, there is a program designed to help the needy, and 40%, 40 cents of every dollar goes toward administration. Just think about that. 40 cents out of every dollar that we want to get to people in need is going to administration. I think that's unacceptable, and I think this kind of a study should include an examination of the cost of delivery of our social programs. We spend nearly $1 billion in this state every year helping people in one way or another. And I won't suggest to you that 40 cents out of every one of those dollars goes toward administration, but that's just one program. 40 cents of every dollar, I think that's literally unacceptable, and we would do well to look at those delivery costs.
Thank you. A little bit aside from the issue, Senator, that's a statement that really opens some eyes, but I would suggest that probably if you're going to make a statement like that, you know, you need to be prepared to say, okay, this, and, you know, this is where that 40%, how it's being spent, because there may be some that would take exception to that apportionment. But, you know, that's, yeah. Let's see. Any further comments? We're doing this a little bit backwards, I think, but you know, this developing an idea for summer study is a little different than the way we review a bill. I would recognize Senator Merchant, if you would like to, I assume that you have the wording written down, if you'd go back, like to go back through that. And then the way we'll address this is I will ask for a motion and a second, and we will have a vote. And if that vote supports the idea that this idea be forwarded to the executive board, it would then come as a recommendation to the tax committee. And as I mentioned in my early remarks, if we don't get the majority vote to do that, you would still have every right privilege to be able to bring that as an individual to the e-board. So if you'd like to offer your finished copy of what you have.
Thank you, sir. I'll read back through this, I guess. Title is Comprehensive Study of State Revenue and Taxation Systems. Scope of requested study would be to review descriptions and revenues of the revenue sources, where they are applied and where are they deposited, history of revenues and reports on them for, now I've interjected 10 years into this, projections of revenues for 3 years forward, who in categories of payers, and study of equity and fairness of the given taxes, potential concepts of meeting budgetary projections, and that goes into our structural deficit situation, include both continuing and one-time revenues in this study, such as trust fund revenues, video lottery, fees, and investments, and taxes as a whole. Persons, agencies that need to be involved, Bureau of Finance and Management, Department of Revenue, counties, townships, investment council, tribal government, city government, related issues that might be impacted, I have included economic development. And I'd like to move the this concept.
Okay, if you'd like to move that, and then I'll ask for a second.
Second.
Second by Senator Adelstein. Okay, any further discussion of this proposal? I guess the chair would suggest one thing for you to consider as you decide whether this is something that you want to bring forward. Remember, we seem to be under some budgetary restraints as far as the budget that, amongst other things, what we allow for Legislative Research Council and also legislative travel to take part in any of the summer studies. So I would suggest that if you decide that this is a good thing, that you be pretty well confident in your mind that it is a subject that can be adequately addressed with the possible outcome of some proposed legislation. Also, that the expense involved in being able to conduct the study be realistic in relation to the possible outcome, because we would be asking agencies to we're asking them to do the things that they're supposed to do, but at the same time, are we putting them under an undue burden of, providing a lot of things unless we really feel that there will be some positive outcome from it? If there are no further comments, I would ask the secretary to call the roll, and those voting yes to bring this as our recommendation from our tax committee, vote yes. Those opposed, vote no.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Gierstad? Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hansen?
No.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. This will be recommended to the e-board. And Senator Merchant, if you'd like to work with staff to move that forward, and okay,
Chairman, I'd like
Senator Adelstein.
I'd like to make a motion for a rather narrower study that we study South Dakota's tax revenues and sources in comparison to our state gross product, in comparison to our state's gross expenditure, and in consideration, and in both cases, compare ourselves to other states and have a discussion if there is a variance of how it could be corrected.
Okay, now let me back up. Is that a motion for a summer study, or is that a suggestion as a means of that's, I would think, reasonably closely aligned with what Senator Merchant has just.
It is okay. So that might be a part of it, because I think Senator Howley really raised some good questions. We just don't know. I think what percentage we're taxing now and what percentage we're spending now of gross product.
Senator Howie?
I'm wondering if the Department of Revenue could just maybe even give us that information for a starter.
Compared to other states?
I would suggest that they probably can, because they have a lot of information available that we have access to.
Just be part of that study at Senator Merchants. They'll do it that way.
Any further comments? Well, if not, it brings us to the point of where I have the distinct privilege of being able to present to our secretary some appreciation for what you've done for us. You have been very, very efficient, very prompt, very pleasant. It's been a joy to work with you.
Thank you.
And
pleasure's all mine.
It's been enjoyable. Fred, thank you for all the work that you've done. We really appreciate the means of being able to approach our staff with questions and comments, and sometimes requests that are almost the impossible, and you are able to do the impossible, so we really appreciate that. And I believe that Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I too want to thank our secretary and our staff. They've done a tremendous job and are very knowledgeable. And I want to thank you as chairman. You have done a very, very, very fair job. You have always been very tolerant. You've run an excellent committee. We appreciate everything that you have done. As a minority, we could not ask for fairer treatment than what you have given us. So thank you very much.
Well, I can respond to that by saying that you also deserve an awful lot of credit, all of you on the committee. It's been a pleasure to work with all of you, and we have traveled through some contentious issues. We're not alone in that. I think probably every committee experiences that, but you have been also very gracious, and I appreciate that. Senator Merchant.
Thank you. I wanted to echo some of what Senator Peterson was expressing. As a very newcomer last year, when you allowed me to revisit the food tax exemption and really feel that out in this committee, we have to take a lot of credit for being able to discuss things in this committee and doing it with a lot of thought, maybe differing thought, but yet we're not afraid to express ourselves and to be very respectful to one another. So I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. It's we've gone through some real learning experiences, haven't we, in how legislation is put together. Well, I believe we're to the point of where a motion to adjourn would be in order. We have no further business, so I anticipate no further meetings. And again, thank you all. Moved by Senator Peterson, seconded by Senator Merchant to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.